Chagi and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis. Chas Deshem, this year we had a full week to learn Parshas Bereishis, and it's not even close to enough. Mama, she could spend a whole life just learning just Parshas Bereishis, basic Mefarshim, it's incredibly deep. V'hanech Libuth brings down one beautiful part about the Nachash, which of course we know represents, was the embodiment of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah used to be like an outside force that would talk to us from the outside. Now, the Nachash is post the Chet of the Yetzadas. The Nachash, the Yetzirah, became absorbed into us as if, you know, we associate with the Nachash. Of course, Rabbi David Elephant said before Yom Kippur over here, he brought down a Sfarno, that the Nazir is schlepped. He has to, the Nazir is told to bring himself to the Beis HaMikdash. He explains, what do you mean, you're bringing yourself to the Beis HaMikdash? He says, when you come after Naziris, 30 days of dedicating yourself to Hashem, it's separating yourself from your physical body and from physical pleasures, from the physical world, you begin to re-evaluate yourself. And you no longer associate yourself as being a chelik of a Yetzirah. You realize that the Yetzirah is not the balabos. The Yetzirah is a guest who just made himself way too comfortable. And after a Naziris, a person is able to re-identify himself and his Yetzirah as two separate entities. And then the Nazir has to actually schlep that other being, that Yetzirah, to the Beis HaMikdash. It's something else. The Sfarna says that the Yetzirah, the Nachash, tells Chava Ifnei Yetzadas. Chava says, what are you talking about? Baruch Shem said not to. Baruch Shem said, before the Baruch Shem told us what not to do, he told us what to do. Enjoy it. I made an entire world, an entire gan full of the most delicious, most incredible fruits and bread growing off the trees, an unimaginable existence. They didn't even need fingers. They were just mitten hands, just popping things off. That medrash always got to me. And Chava says, what are you talking about? Hashem says, one thing not to eat from, don't even eat tzadas. I'm not going to eat tzadas. And that was emes. When you think clearly, Chava had no hava mina of eating from the tzadas. But what's the koyach of the Yetzirah of the Nachash? Dimyoin, Sfarna says, it's a koyach of imagination. She knew 100% that she was not supposed to eat tzadas. And she knew clearly that she shouldn't. There was no point. The Nachash created this idea, painted this picture in her mind's eye, that Hashem only doesn't want you to even eat tzadas because He doesn't want you to have this level of elikus. He doesn't want you to become a god like Him. It's a wild idea. It makes no sense. But our imagination paints pictures so vivid, so clear, that it went directly against Chava's das. No, it made no sense. But she went with it. Our imagination is so strong. Hanach Libowitz says that you see, like, the ideas of philosophy, and it can totally pull your mind away from reality. If Berkowitz has been telling us lately, if it's called Berkowitz, you can't let our imaginations get you know, grab a hold of us, take us places where it's not real. It's not easy. It's not easy. The core of humanity, Adam and Chava, they fell for it. Yetzirah is a tremendous power. Imagination is incredibly powerful. My friend saw someone running down the street, all alone, screaming terrorist. Koyach of dimyon in his mind, it's unhealthy. That's definitely something he should, you know, probably be medicated, but the koyach of dimyon is powerful, and he was terrified. Yeah, because he actually was experiencing it. Sometimes our imagination can be even more powerful than reality. I went to the hospital yesterday to go play for some soldiers. Baruch Hashem, weren't too many soldiers in the hospital. There's a bunch of them who were playing music. Mamash simcha neira ad meod. Chai Yisrael is strong. We're very strong. We could be scared, but scared with a sense of reality. Once we're scared from a sense of imagination, we're lost. We're totally gone. Hashem gives us the koyach, the clarity, to be able to live with our koyach of emes. We'd be able to see when it's the Yetzirah, when it's just the koyach ha-dimyoin, be able to see straight through that cloud, to walk through and chab, that it's just Einun Mavadoi. That Nani HaKavod was just a cloud. It was just a cloud. It's not real. The whole world isn't really real. It's all Einun Mavadoi. There's a bunch of kids who sit on our lawn every day. One of our neighbors, Mrs. Chemer, the Tzadikas, Yisoyed Oilam, brings all the kinderlach of the neighborhood onto the lawn, and they scream, Ein Oid Milvandoy, again and again and again and again and again. Lamasa, you have to keep saying it until your mamash believe it. May Hashem give us the chiyuch to mamash believe Ein Oid Milvandoy, to live with that sense of emes and truth. And Be'ezer Hashem, what we really see, the emes, should be encouraging and beautiful, and we should see in Chama and Hatzlacha and a catastrophic downfall to all of our enemies. V.S. Goyal Tadig Bimheir Viminu. Amen. Amen.